When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K92.3.
All right, so we're fortunate enough, everybody, say good morning to Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Representative Orlando. Tim, we heard about your two girls. One represents UCF.
Go Knights.
The other, an accountant. Bro, job well done, Dad.
Yes.
Good.
Okay, so here we go. We got 60 seconds. 10 questions. Chloe came up with the questions, so if they're too hard, you can blame her.
That's okay. Yeah. You can point the finger at me. Tim, any of these questions you could say pass, we'll come to them back at the very end, but whatever answer you lock in first, even if you're like, oh, wait, I didn't mean that, I still have to lock it in.
Okay.
We're confident that the apple not falling far from the tree means that you also got the smarts in the family, okay?
Aww.
Oh, Lord, I don't know about that, but we'll
okay.
See.
Here we go, Tim. Obi, you got 60 seconds?
Yes, ma'am.
With question number one. What state was the first to legally recognize same-sex couples through civil unions?
Oh, good Lord.
I'll give you the year. It was 2000. Slater lived there.
I'm going to have to pass.
Winnie the Pooh and his friends live where?
Winnie the Pooh and his friends live at Disney.
What sport does Serena Williams play?
Tennis.
Rumor Willis is the daughter of whom?
Bruce Willis.
What is the name of the game where you move your pieces around the board and try to avoid getting caught in a trap? It involves
mouse
an animal.
Trap.
How many mouse decades trap. Are in four centuries?
Good Lord. Pass.
What flying toy is thrown and returns to the person who threw it? Big in Australia.
I know what it is, but I can't think of it. Boomerang.
Who played Harry in the movie When Harry Met
That's
Sally?
Time.
Oh,
no,
Tim! You were on a roll,
you
too, Tim!
And that was Billy Crystal.
Yeah, it
the last
was.
One.
that was it. All right. So, Tim, the good news is you didn't get any wrong. You didn't make it all the way through 10, though, and you had to skip a couple. So Vermont actually was the first to recognize same-sex couple, marriage, civil union, I should say. 40 is how many decades there are in four centuries. Super challenging. And we didn't get to the other ones, but you're walking away, not $1,000 richer, but got tickets to see Brett Young out at Cocoa Riverfront Park, okay?
Yay! Hey.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Make it a date night. And Tim, again, we already congratulated you on being quite the father. We cannot wait to have you back again, so this way we can call you a champion of the $1,000 Minute.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, brother.
Hey, and tell your daughter I went to UCF, too. Soak up those moments, because it goes by fast.
Yes, I will.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
You know what today is?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Slater.
It's Thursday.
And?
First day of summer!
That's right,
summer! Oh, it feels so
frozen.
Different in Florida.
I see what you did there, Olaf.
Summer!
Of course, our summer goes all the way till Christmas.
It sure does.
Now, we wanted to send this out because, I mean, of course, there's a million different people that we could send this out because of it being the first day of summer. Can we just kind of blanket? Let's do like a big blanket over everybody who's been involved in summer planning.
Yeah.
Whether you're somebody who works for the travel agency and you've been putting up new posters around, you know, promoting summer. Maybe you're a flight attendant and because it's summer, your spiel now on the plane is a little different because of the weather.
Yeah.
Well, and I read something the other day. We are 27 Fridays away from Christmas. Like, let that soak in for a second how fast this year is going by. So this summer as you're, you know, you take some time off with the kiddos. Maybe you're off, you know, Monday or a Friday. Soak it up and enjoy that family time.
You said 27 Fridays? So you said?
Yes.
That sounds good. That sounds around the corner.
Right?
First day of summer and close already into Christmas.
which I was going to say, you can never go wrong with a countdown to Christmas.
It's true.
27 Fridays makes me like, ooh, interesting. I better start getting gifts. All right, so y'all love summer. First day of it officially from us here at K92.3 with the National Anthem. Oh.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
Seriously, any single time that you hear anything positive going on, especially in Central Florida, you can reach out to us, either Chloe at K92.3Orlando.com, Obi or Slater at K92.3Orlando.com.
And I love any opportunity that I get to highlight my alma mater. UCF is really such a special place, and they're always giving back to the community. Turning Pages is a juvenile literacy pilot program where UCF graduate clinicians help students develop those foundational skills to read and write that they may have not learned because they were in prison. And I was shocked by this statistic that 3 out of 5 people in prison cannot read. And that's where Carrie, she's one of UCF's instructors, comes in and teaches these students how to read, write, pronounce words. Here she is talking more about it.
I had no idea that it could be so much fun trying to teach and promote literacy skills.
Man, that is so cool. Every single time I hear one of these stories and doing the right thing, I'm like, man, there's so much that I don't know. There's so much that I don't know. Like, the amount of people who can't read, you just automatically assume everybody by a certain age, by at least the age of 10, you know how to put together a sentence.
Well, I remember there was a show back in the 90s, an episode of Family Matters, where one of the characters' friends did not know how to read. And there are little tricks that you actually do. So that way you fake it to everybody else because it's embarrassing if you don't know how to do that, right? So looking at a menu, they have pictures. So you know exactly what to have. Or you go, oh, I'll have what they're having. So that way you work your way around it. Wow. There's more people than we even realize.
Well, and one of the students, Eugene, he's 17. He said that he'd sit in class and had no idea what was going on. Couldn't understand what the teacher had up on the board.
I can only
what
imagine.
He was reading. And he recently graduated the program back in April and said that Miss Carey has become not only his mentor, one of his best friends, and changed his life in so many ways. And they hope to offer this pilot program to the youth in the fall again. So just to the UCF graduate students helping with this program called Turning Pages to help so many students read and write, that today is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Thomas Rhett, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater, the same station that would love to bless you with $1,000. That's if you can answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. And hopefully Chloe's going to be graceful today and have some really easy ones for you.
That would be nice. Yeah. So make sure to sign up on the K92.3 app. That way you can win a $1,000 minute. Again, happens at 7:10. So tonight is a big night for me. One of my favorite bands of all time, Blink 182, is coming to the Kia Center.
Hey,
they're not country. Just growing up,
exciting.
I was a teenager when I was wanting to rebel against my parents, and they had plenty of songs back in the 90s that inspired me to not like
to be
completely
punk.
Rebel, but yes, to like have a good time. So they just had some of the biggest songs.
Let's play one round. Oh, you know this?
Of course.
How?
Carry me home.
Okay, that's a really good one. You know, Blink 182, they've got a couple of hits here. Hold on, let me bring up another one. This is another one. And you're bringing your daughter to this show tonight.
Yes, my 5-year-old daughter, Olivia.
What's my age again? What's my age again?
Olivia.
She's 5. And what happened was I got the tickets. My fiance, Becky, and I were going to go. And she said, I have to wake up so early tomorrow morning. And she's a person that needs 8-9 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Right?
We know a lot of people like that.
Right. So needing 8-9 hours of sleep, I can operate on 3 or 4. So I look and I go, well, Olivia doesn't have to get up for school till 7. She will get a full night's sleep, 11 to 7. So you're going to Blink 182. And Olivia seemed like she was excited. I played her those songs, a couple other ones. And I went to Ross and got a $10 Avril Lavigne-inspired outfit.
Nice.
So cute.
With a hot pink, it's a hot pink like butterfly shirt, but it has a plaid skirt, silver belt to it. Also hot pink shoes. And because I'm already getting crap from a lot of people saying she's too young, I got her these headphones that are they're soundproof. So that way she could put them on and she doesn't have to worry about getting her eardrums blown out. And where, by the way, I know, Chloe, you're already going to say it. Am I planning on mosh pitting with Olivia there, right?
I hope not.
So I'm not.
You are not
how
going
else
to
is she going to learn how to do it, Chloe?
What?
This is like pushing a bird out of the nest.
She's 5 years old, y'all. You're not putting her down there in a mosh pit of people that are headbanging and flinging their bodies around everywhere.
Yeah, some of those people, they do like fight. But like they punch and throw punches at the air and jump around. I'm like, if that dude were to accidentally elbow me, he'd be on the floor.
Right. Poor Olivia.
So 25 years ago, yes, maybe, right? 25 years ago, there might have been people, but I'm almost 40. I'm probably the middle age to even the younger side of the majority of the people that will be there besides Olivia. Okay, so we're not gonna willing to like get hurt on a Thursday night at a show. So we're gonna be sitting out back. And
now
just...
you can't have her crowd surf. At 5 years old, she'll get around fast.
I bet you she makes it all the way to the front. Too.
Yeah, imagine.
I would be
up
a bad dad.
Whose daughter is this?
They just hold her up one hand her in the air. Does this look like yours?
Like Lion King, Olivia.
But it's totally a core memory. You know, Olivia's five, and I know we're like, will she remember this? But I guarantee you, there will be parts, not everything that she's going to remember, but going with dad to Blink-182, and you'll be able to take photos and look back on this and show her.
Yeah, I mean, her first concert, country concert she ever went to was Ashley McBride, just, what, 2 months ago, something like that?
Okay.
So now she gets to, Ashley McBride's a little bit of a rocker.
She's a little, not necessarily the same pace.
Not as many tattoos as the drummer of Blink-182, Travis Barker.
Close.
About as close as you can get in the country music world. So, but I'm really excited, and I'm going to be taking pictures of everything else.
All right, let me give you some words of encouragement, okay? Just so this way you can already prepare your heart. But, you know, just in case you do get stares of people that are like, she's too young to be here. That's okay. They, as a matter of fact, they can go kick rocks. I mean, because you are providing a really cool experience to a group that probably won't be touring too much. The fact that they're together right now is a big ordeal.
Because they weren't together for 10 years. They weren't together for 5 years, then they came back together for three, and then they weren't together for 10. One of them had cancer, and then they came back together after it.
Pretty historic. Now, also, get ready to spend $50 on a concert tee.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I tried
to
look.
Got to get a t-shirt.
Yeah, but nothing's going to be your size. Then I got to what? I got to cut it? I got to cut it.
You know what? Just promise me you've got the long hair. You've got the perfect hair length right now to do a little whiplash. You know, the mosh pit. I don't know what it's called because I don't participate in rock shows. But just don't do that in front of Olivia.
I don't know if you headbang at a punk show. It's almost like punk rock.
Okay.
Yeah. Is what it is.
It's a different thing. And also, I think I'm in the final row of the whole darn thing. I think somebody got the seat and they were like, oh, I wouldn't be able to see from here. I got to sell these. And I'm like, ooh, that's a good price. So we'll really enjoy it tonight.
Aww. All right. Can't wait for our update tomorrow on how Olivia's first rock show was.
Yes. But baby news, one of our country superstars just welcomed a sweet baby boy. I am over the moon, excited for them. Revealing who it is in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. So we'll get to the exciting baby news in 2 minutes. But first, we've been waiting for all the details on Post Malone's country album. He's been working hard on it for some time now with some fun collaborations. The album will be called F1 Trillion, out on August 16th. He's teased a collab with Luke Combs on there. We know Morgan Wallen's on there with him, Blake Shelton. So I am really looking forward to the 16th. I thought maybe we'd hear it in July just with, you know, it being summertime. I was like, oh, it'd be a fun summertime album, but August 16th.
It actually does surprise me. There was a 6 month lead up to the Morgan Wallen Post Malone song, right?
I don't know if it was 6 months, but it was a while.
It seemed like it was 2014 when we first heard it.
And just be on the lookout. If Post Malone's breaking into the industry, Beyonce's breaking into the industry, other rumors, Lana Del Rey, MGK,
Machine Gun Kelly,
breaking into the country industry. I don't know. Just look out.
It's a fun place to be. Y'all come on over. And we haven't heard a ton from Morgan Wallen. We know, you know, he just dropped, like I just talked about, that song, I Had Some Help with Post Malone. He's been working on new music, out on tour. But Morgan sharing an update with us on what he's been up to.
What's going on, everybody? I've been in the studio for the past couple days, and I haven't been on here to give y'all an update in a long time. Here I am. I really just been hanging with my kid, making music, golfing, swimming, mostly just laying low and staying out of trouble.
Staying out of trouble. Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a big thing for
smart.
Him.
Did you hear him though? He said he was in studios, so you know what that means. There's an album on the way. Yeah,
there's always an album on the way with this guy. I mean, he's working on freaking three songs every single day.
Right.
The fact that he's hanging out with his son, that's great news too.
I know. So fun. Just some fun summertime activities, golfing, enjoying the pool. But he'll be playing in Tampa July 11th and 12th. We're looking forward to that show. And lastly, Baby Brown is here. Kaitlyn Brown and his wife Caitlin. They welcome sweet baby boy, Crew Allen Brown. He was born on Tuesday. Yesterday was Caitlin's birthday, so what a way to just celebrate, right? To celebrate life. They've got Cody, their daughter, Kingsley, their other daughter, all the K's. Now we've got Crew, and he spells his name K-R-E-W-E.
Mm.
I need to understand, okay? Not that it's any of my business. But sometimes we'd be naming our kids something funky, right?
Oh, no, I love sometimes it. You don't like the name Crew?
I love Crew.
So
I don't
cute.
Like it spelled with an E on the end. People are going to call him Crewy.
Crewy, yeah.
Crewy. <They're>
Crewy. I think it's one of those things, like, you know how there are certain words, like theater. Theater has two spellings.
Theater.
One of them, theater.
Yeah.
Theatre, however, at the end. I think that's like Europe stuff. So Crew with an E at the end, I think there's a little bit of that, so... I'm sure they'll say, like, oh, I'm 1% English. And
oh,
that's
my
why
goodness.
There's an E at the end.
All right, Crewy Brown.
Stop it, Obi. We are so, so excited for the Brown family.
Welcome
Crew
to the planet, brother.
Is adorable. We shared some photos on our K92.3 Instagram of him as well as our Facebook page. Aww. So you can see all these stories up online, K92.3Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute coming up at 7:10. If you're good at trivia, if you're feeling lucky today, go sign up. We'll give you a call next on the K92.3 app.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
All right, right now we're talking to Ariel over in Oviedo. You said that you've been dating this guy for how long?
For like 3 months now.
Okay, that's good. And it was strong enough that you got invited to the family trip?
Yes, to the house on the lake, and it was really nice.
Okay, I thought when you guys said like family trip, I thought it was like Mexico or something. That's heavy on a first getting to meet the family type deal.
Yeah, it was. Because they let her stay in the room together. That was exciting.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so why are you hitting the panic button?
Because I met his brother. Oh, my God. He's so hot. Like, he's dreamy. Like, his personality, he's so outgoing. He's funny. He sings. Oh, my God. He
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute, the brother? You're saying the brother? The brother, not the guy that you're with.
The brother stings. Like, the guy I'm with is, he's cool. Like, he's great. Like, we get along great. We're, like, looking for a place. We everything got, like, really intense.
You're thinking about moving in together, and you've got the hots for his brother?
And, oh, my God.
Wait, did she say a place or a priest?
Okay.
I heard priest, like you're thinking about getting married, and then the brother came along.
No, please, like move in together, but the brother came along.
How old's this brother?
He's like 27.
So older or younger?
He's older.
Well, what about all that you guys have built?
I mean, it's only been 3 months.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how this, yeah.
Well, if it's only 3 months, right, you just have to make sure that if you're going to throw away whatever you built in 3 months, that other brother actually likes you.
Actually has interest in you,
right?
Yeah.
No, but that just gets so awkward. I think, honestly, if you don't feel it with the guy you're with now after 3 months, maybe it's just time to just completely close that door.
But I do feel it. I just feel it even more. I don't know. I was just like super attracted to his brother.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see if we can get you some advice because I definitely would not make a move if you don't know if that brother likes you
or not.
No,
then you worry about being flirty and, you know, let's say you guys settle down and get married. Are you always going to have a crush on him?
Yeah, probably.
Oof. All right. Okay. Well, thank you for being honest with us with this, Ariel.
You're welcome.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Kevin, we're about to get a little taste as to how you feel about this scenario. What do you think?
Yo. This girl is going to be miserable.
Miserable dating the boy now that she's got?
I mean, 100%. Let me explain where I'm coming from. Like,
okay, hold on. Hold on. Give us 6 minutes and we'll get back to you, okay, Kev?
All right.
K92.3. The Panic Button.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We've been on the line with Ariel, who confessed to us that after meeting her boyfriend's brother, she's in love with the wrong guy. Kev, you're the first to respond to this.
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't want to end up with the dud. That's not cool or
the
fun.
Dud.
Not going to go anywhere. So I would say kind of go for it as long as he's also into you. I don't know how you gauge that, but
I think
yeah,
you
don't want to be stuck with that.
Probably going to slip him a note, right? And be like,
yeah,
you start
be
with,
careful.
Hey, I know I'm with your brother, but I don't want to be. Do you like me?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Check yes or no.
Okay, George Strait.
Honestly, like, I know two friends who this happened to. One person, they almost got killed. The other, you know, they're all friends.
What? I think she has to break up with her boyfriend right now then. If you're saying that that's what she should do is go for him, she can't do it while she's dating him.
That's very respectable. I don't think most men would have that perspective, but
I think she should just settle. Settle with the guy that she's
never
with.
Never settle.
They've been together for 3 months.
Obi.
She would have never known.
She'll be unhappy in the long run.
Yeah, don't settle. You'll never be happy.
Well,
don't settle.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Chase Matthew, K92.3 Music from the station that would love for you to be a part of the K92.3 All-Star Jam. Please don't forget, August 18th, write it down on your calendar, set yourself a little Google alert, whatever it takes, and yeah, get your crew together, and we can't wait to see you out there at UCF. Okay, let's get to Ariel, the panic button. Very interesting. She's been dating this dude for 3 months. They got invited over for a little family get-together where she had a chance to meet his brother. More attractive, more outgoing, more her pace. And now she doesn't know what to do after 3 months of dating the one guy.
I think that's her answer, right? The fact that she walked in and met the brother and was like, oh, I really like the brother. She needs to end the relationship, right?
Or you
why,
ask
why would she stay with her boyfriend if she's having thoughts about another guy, especially her brother,
pull the mom aside and say, hey, you know which one's the best one.
Oh my God.
Is it possible that I can just actually hang with Terrence and leave Davis on the side? Is that possible? And see what happens. And if the mom's like, you know what, girl, you go do you. You do you.
Oh,
and then, and
man.
Then next
that
thing
is,
you know.
That is terrible, Slater.
If the mom approves.
Any of you guys have a sibling that's hotter that you'd be like, oh, I can't bring my partner around them?
I feel like that's always, right, in every family where there's always one that's like, oh, he's the better looking brother, she's the better looking.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, Becky told me that my brother hit every single branch on the ugly tree when he fell down.
I'm like,
Slater!
It's fine!
Oh, my God!
At least she's not saying that about me. How would I recover?
What should Ariel do about her brother conundrum? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? We're trying to help Ariel out. Who's this? Where are you from?
This is Fish from Merritt Island.
Hey!
Hi, Fish!
Well, tell her ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
You mean because she likes both brothers? Kind of? One more?
Well, you don't want to make a mistake, right? You don't want to be with... You don't want to be with the wrong one, and then that's in the back of your head the entire time you're dating this other guy.
She's definitely got that holiday spirit.
Fish, do you agree with me that maybe she just needs to completely step away from the situation and break up with the boyfriend and not try to go for the brother?
She's already being disloyal.
Right.
Yeah.
Just by
even
thinking about the other brother, she's disloyal.
Well, if I was the guy she's dating and I heard this on the radio, I'd be done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you need him loyal.
All right,
yes,
Fish.
Sir.
Appreciate you, bro. Hey, anytime you want to get on the hook, you're more than welcome to call in. Anybody else you want to?
Yeah, no, yeah, I see it.
Oh,
I see
okay.
it.
That didn't last.
I saw.
K92.3. Who is this? Where are you from?
Hey, from Kev to Kev. Let's go to this.
Hey,
oh,
okay. It's our buddy. Hi,
all right,
Kev.
Brother. What's your advice to our girl there?
Obi, what do you think? I mean, way off the roof. Listen,
yeah.
This chick, she is a mess, dude. This can't happen. What's going on here? Obviously, it's okay. So,
that's a big one.
So yeah, I got to put it out there. You can't do this. Like, and now I hope and pray it goes so wrong for her that she doesn't get out of one of them.
Oh.
Oh wow. Boy. Yeah, because she's already tainted things. I mean, if you're already thinking about the brother and you're still going to date the same guy, you've already ruined things.
Yeah, it's no good, Obi. You're absolutely right. You're starting off with, it's supposed to be unconditional when you love somebody.
I mean, right. I imagine when the brother actually finds out, not the guy she's dating now, but the guy she wants to date, unless he's complete trash and not having anybody else, he would see like, oh, you're actually not the type of person that I would want to be with if you're actually going to put us in this situation.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't want you with my brother either, and I'm going to tell my brother what a piece of crap you are.
Yeah. I mean, yep. I don't know how she thinks anybody would be on her side, like, to help her get
it. I don't know why she would even call up and beg for help. That's ridiculous. Wow. I'll give you help. You're off the roof, girl.
Yeah. Kevin, really appreciate you, bro.
Thanks, Kev.
All right, guys, love you.
Talk yeah, you too, man.
Hey, so I do want to be respectful, though, because people who decide to call and hit the panic button, they are putting themselves out there.
100%.
And if that's the way that she feels, I mean, it would be horrible to have spent the wrong time with the wrong person when you could have been with the right person. And in her eyes, that's the new guy, the brother.
Right. Do I agree with what she's doing is right?
Nope.
No. But she's also only been with her boyfriend for a couple months. It's so, not like they've been in a exactly. relationship for years.
If there's any time to break it, it would be now.
Right.
And it could have been worse. She could have just actually tried under the table. Maybe being a little promiscuous with the other brother and then be like, oh, sorry, I forgot whose lap I was playing with.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Oh, my God.
That could happen.
So hey, at least she's seeking advice, right?
Okay. That's way better, yeah.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Preston, if you don't mind, you told us that you went to a bar. Like, why a bar for a first date?
Yeah, we both just mutually thought it would be a good spot to meet. You know, if we at any point wanted to peel off, you know, it was just kind of a chill spot to meet to do that.
Hey, so let me ask you a question, though, because here's the only thing that I would be worried about with a bar is, like, drinking too much and revealing too much. Like, you know how some people get drunk and all of a sudden they tell you their life story.
Sure, it's the honest elixir.
It's also, though, just casual, right? It's comfortable. Grab a drink, maybe an appetizer.
Right, if it's a drink.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe we were going for, just something chill, you know.
Okay, well, where are we at now, then?
I don't know. I thought it was a great time. I thought we were really connecting, you know, getting to know each other. Discussions and now she's not responding, can't get a hold of her.
All right, well, we will try our best to give her a call, and maybe because she doesn't know our number, she'll pick up for us. I would say if this one doesn't work, good advice is try to set up another date before you even leave that first one. Because then you can gauge what their face looks like. If they do like a sucking lemons face, you know that there's probably not going to be another date. So that way you don't have to buy another round of drinks. Right?
Okay.
If pretty early on.
I don't think she'd be given the sucking lemon face, even if she didn't want to go on a date with him.
I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know. Honestly, I just think it's like messed up. It really felt like we were going to probably have at least one more date, if not more than that. And just like to just not respond, like...
Right.
At all. Like, what's that? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, or just say, like, hey, I'm not interested anymore.
That's frustrating. Yeah. And here's why. And then she could just list everything she doesn't like about
you. everything.
Who knows?
And you said list?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, let's try to get a hold of her with the number that you gave us, and we'll get the both of you talking, okay?
Cool. Thanks.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Jillian, please.
This is she? Who's this?
Jillian, I don't want to frighten you. There's three of us on the line. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater. We do a morning show for K92.3.
Good morning.
Have you heard of us?
It's a country station.
I have heard of the station. I've listened a little bit.
Okay. Do you know something that we do called the second date update?
No.
Okay, Jillian, you went out on a date with a guy named Preston. We enjoyed your story so much from him that we want to give you guys a $75 gift card to go out again.
No thanks.
Okay. Was there something that happened?
Let's just say that we're two different people, and I don't think it's
totally. And that's okay, right? When you're dating and you're getting to know people, like, you realize, like, I like this about somebody, or I really realize, like, we would not click. And that's absolutely fine. But there had to be something that he did. I mean, you didn't even send him a, hey, this isn't going to work out text.
No, I thought it was pretty obvious from the conversation of the night that you were not vibing, especially at the end. So the fact that he thought we were is another reason that this is not going to work out.
I mean, what was it? So this way, at least we can let him down easy. I think every guy wants at least a way to fix themselves.
Well, he could have started by wearing a little more neutral clothing to the date and not something that could be divisive.
Wait, what was the word that you said? You said divisive?
Neutral. I think she said neutral clothing. Yeah.
Divisive, like that divided
you guys. Okay. Yeah. What was he, like in a dress?
No, he was not in a dress. He was in an anti-boat shirt. Yeah.
Oh, like not liking boating.
An anti-boat shirt.
She said no, vote.
Voting. Voting.
Okay. Anti-vote.
Yes.
Oh, that's different.
Anti-voting shirt.
Yeah. It had like a V-O-T-E, but the O had like a line through it.
Okay.
So that was like what he chose to wear to the date.
And that just what? That got on your nerves just because you don't get into politics?
It's not that I don't get into politics. I think that we, the people, do have a vote. And I think it's very important to exercise our rights. So when he showed up in that shirt, I was like, okay, trying to ignore it for a while, and we talked, and then finally I got the courage to ask about it. And
it's almost like he wore it because he wanted you to ask him about it.
Yeah, it was like he wanted to bait me with it, especially once I got the courage to ask him about it. He went into this tirade, and it was most uncomfortable.
And what did he say?
He was just saying that, like, he felt like the man controls everything and there's no point in voting. Everything's already decided. It's all fabricated. And then why? And that the government is just a joke and it's holding everyone back. And, you know,
it's our right, though, as like American citizens to vote. You know, our voice counts.
Right. And so that's what I was trying to tell him. If you feel that way, you should exercise your right. But he thought that the best way is for no one to vote, and that would really show, I really don't know.
I feel like that would take a lot of work to convince people, like every single person. It would end up just like one person actually picking who was the next president.
It was pretty strange. He had very extreme views. I know that it's okay to disagree, but this was really uncomfortable. He was like against everything.
Right.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Because we can actually hear his side of things as we've got Preston on the line. Jillian, Preston's been on the line this whole time, so this way we could all talk about this together.
Hey, Jillian. Yeah, this is news to me. I thought we were having a healthy discussion just about a really great topic, what the government currently looks like, which is trash. You know, like, if you actually have good candidates to vote for, that might be a different discussion, but we haven't had good candidates for a long time. And it's fine if we have different opinions, but you know, like, I thought we were just having a good discussion. I don't get it.
Okay, so why are you bringing me to do this on the air? Like, this is very uncomfortable.
I was doing the radio thing to try and just get some answers, because I thought we actually had a good time, and I thought it was weird that you didn't respond at all.
Yeah, but that should have told you something, that I didn't respond at all, that I wasn't interested. And now, like, I'm having to say this in front of, like, three people I don't know, and who knows who's listening.
So, Preston, are you saying you will never vote? Or is it just because of the political year we're in right now?
This year, for sure. I mean, maybe they'll change. Give me a candidate once in, like, a decade, maybe.
Okay, so can we get you guys on another date? I mean, really, our goal is, I mean, it's not to argue this out. It's to get you guys on another date. Preston and Jillian, we have a $75 gift card. Jillian, what if we just don't talk about politics? Don't talk about religion. Don't talk about family.
Those are supposed to be a no-go anyway, guys.
I mean, eventually, once they get closer, they would have to address those things. But
Do you even know each other's middle names? That's how close you are.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but I'm not interested. I wish him the best of luck, but just some words of wisdom. Maybe wear something a little more neutral. Maybe don't have that conversation right at the first date.
Mm. Wow.
It was pretty bold. Sorry, Preston.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Hooking it up again.
Good morning.
Hey, who is this and where are you from?
This is Heather from Altamont Springs.
Okay, Heather, you know you're also our caller number 9.
Heather, woo-hoo! You're taking the family to Disney World.
Nice
getting
work,
all the
Heather.
Mom points.
I'm so excited.
Yep, and we'll do this same time tomorrow.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, and then something else that we have for you. At the end of the hour, a little treat. We did the world debut just an hour ago where we had Brantley Gilbert, Ashley Cook. The first time that they ever met was at our K92.3 Jingle Jam. Guess what? They have new music together because of that.
It's so good.
So we'll debut it there at the end of the hour. Okay, can we get to Justin Timberlake really quick?
Oh, JT.
Love Justin Timberlake, right? As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people who are backing him up as he just got a DWI, driving while under the influence. As a matter of fact, here, let me just read off what the officer said as they looked at his intoxicated condition. First of all, he failed to stop at a stop sign. Mm-hmm. Then they said that he wasn't traveling within his lane of travel.
Lanes.
Okay, then they said that he had bloodshot eyes, glassy, a strong odor of alcoholic beverage. He was unable to drive or divide attention when they started to talk to him. Slow of speech, unsteady afoot as he performed poorly all standardized field sobriety tests.
Here's what this tells me, okay? They did the field sobriety test. He denied taking the breathalyzer.
He did.
Which is your right. You could say, no, not taking the breathalyzer, and then they will do it when they get back, right?
I believe in the state of Florida, if you refuse to do the breathalyzer test, which again, it is our right as a citizen, we do not have to say yes to it. Yeah, I think it like directly affects
your license.
Yeah. I think it ends up getting suspended.
Sure, but if you're Justin Timberlake, you're really driving anyway. Like that was the big thing that I saw out there. They're like, doesn't he have a driver after all this? And his lawyer that now, the date is July 26th, he has his day in court, which his lawyer is going to have to do because he's on tour. He's going to be in Poland. He's not even going to be around there.
Well, and it's funny that you say that because rumors are swirling is that the officer that pulled him over was a younger officer, did not recognize Justin Timberlake, had no idea who he was. And Justin said under his breath, like, oh my gosh, this is going to end up ruining my tour with court hearings and what ends up happening. But again, those were all rumors, but the officer was young and had no idea.
And Justin saying, this is in quotes, I had one martini and I followed my friends home.
That's it.
Hey, when I used to drink, it was never one.
Oh, usually
it was
never
is. One.
That's what they say, right? Is like one martini. Was it really one martini? As soon as we saw the headline, the three of us in here, because we were just wrapping up the show the other day.
JT was just here in Tampa.
Right. We said, oh, he got DUI. We didn't think like he didn't. But seeing that his lawyer is like, no, for sure, something was done wrong. It wasn't done right as far as making sure that proper procedures were done. That's how they ran into this.
Yeah.
And now he has his celebrity friend saying, hey, he's such a good guy, blah, blah, blah. Even the
He is. He's great. We love JT.
But that doesn't matter when it comes to driving under the influence, you know?
Right.
And I say that as somebody not in the judgment seat. I'm saying that, as a matter of fact, from an apology seat. Because when I used to drink, I mean, now I'm 6 years sober. When I used to drink, it would be no problem for me to get behind the wheel to try to get my butt home because I was going to leave it at the I wasn't going to leave my truck at the bar.
Right.
I most certainly wasn't going to let anybody take my keys. So I want to apologize because what JT's going through, like all of us are like, oh, well, extend him grace. You know, and then there's another side that's like, hey, listen, I lost somebody in my family due to somebody who was driving while under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And hey, if you look at the mugshot, you put any person who is a good person and you give them a mugshot, they're probably, his eyes could have been, right? Red because he was emotional during that time. I don't know if you remember back in the day, it was a TV show called Punked, and Ashton Kutcher punked Justin Timberlake, and Justin Timberlake on the show was bawling. He was so sad the entire time, and they filmed him. So he's an emotional guy. We know that about him. The last 25, almost 30 years.
He cries himself a river.
He cries himself a river, for sure.
You know what, though? If it was just one drink, I think he would have said yes to that breathalyzer test, right?
I don't know. As far as the lawyer game goes, and a martini is usually just straight up, what, gin? Gin or vodka?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's one drink is really like two when you're having
Come on. When you've got his money, when you've got his celebrity, when you've got his lawyers, he'll be fine. I just thought it would be healthy to at least bring it up so this way we didn't just sweep it under the rug that it happened to one of today's biggest stars. And this is at a bad time, too, because Justin Timberlake's new album is horrible as far as selling. So, sure. This is like a double kick to the nuts.
And the rest of the guys for NSYNC are like, thank God. Thank God.
Oh, they like,
because they were supposed to be putting everything together, and now the spotlight's on him again in a way he doesn't want.
Well, and he has two boys, too. You know, you hope for the best for him, and everything works out.
Yeah, all right, sure. So 6 minutes from now, Slater's doing something with his child that both Chloe and I are in here, and I don't know. Chloe's throwing up the devil horn fingers.
Listen, I think I get Chloe's support with a for tongue the first roll time out. Ever.
I love rock and roll. All right.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.